Thursday night, November 3rd. We had to look, decide what day it was and what the date was. Thursday night, November 3rd, Open Mac, head coach Jeff McInerney as the Blue Devils get ready to host Robert Morris on Senior Day on Saturday. And a pretty wild few days.
To say the least, my good friend, to say the least. I would say last Thursday I was getting on a bus here in about 5 hours from now. It's 5:07. We left at 10:07 to go to St. Francis. Got back Sunday, no power. It's been exciting and a lot of fun, and our administration has done a great job, and we're excited. We got power back, so it's all good stuff.
We got power back, so you're able to move back into your offices. You had some makeshift offices up at the courtyard for the last 3 days so that you and your staff were able to get some work done. They got the field plowed here. You're able to get practice going. And it's just wild, and I don't know if you have power yet. I still don't have power at home. We finally got power back here. I've been commuting back and forth to Rhode Island for the last few days. But it's been wild. Have you ever witnessed anything or been a part of anything this strange? I mean, I know we were expecting a storm, but I don't think anyone expected this.
I have never been a part of something like this, Tom. I was never part of a game where there were 5 inches of snow on the ground. But there's always firsts. I like firsts. And I didn't like the result of the first, but as part of becoming a team and getting better and doing the best you can and carrying on, and that's what we've done, and we'll continue to do that.
This Saturday we'll come back home, and then kind of a quirky end to the season. We'll have a bye week on the 12th, and then we'll go out to Bryant to finish up the season on the 19th. This Saturday, Robert Morris comes to town, and I know they're leaving early tomorrow morning to come out here. And hopefully they didn't give away their hotel rooms to somebody in Connecticut who needed it. But they'll come out, 12 o'clock, games on NEC TV. It'll be on MSG, Fox College Sports Atlantic, ESPN3.com. Of course, we'll stream it online, and Bruce and Mark will be here to do it on 1410. Senior Day. As of right now, the most accomplished senior class that this league has right now. Two NEC championships. They're the only senior class that can claim that. Struggled some this year, but when you look at the whole package for these guys, nothing but success during their time here at Central.
No doubt, Tom. I am so proud of their accomplishments and their efforts. I can hardly put it into words. The only sad thing is this year it's not gone as the way we wanted it to. But they have practiced well and carried themselves well with honor. And that's part of it. Because in life, you got to win the right way, and sometimes you got to lose the right way. And their recipe, they've carried this team. They have practiced well. At times, we haven't always played well. We have been very inconsistent. But I'm going to tell you, they're a good group to be around. And just to talk a little bit about it, in a brief, about all of them. Raul DiBenedis has been just a star. He's going to graduate this coming summer. He's had a great year, number three. Number six, London Lomax, has been with me 4 years, played a lot of football, block kicks, been player of the game against Robert Morris in 2009, and has been a tremendous asset to our program. He's fixing to graduate this spring. Gunnar Jesperson, everybody knows Gunnar, number eight. He's been awesome. Can't say enough about him. He's fixing to graduate here in December. He's only in 6 hours. Number 13, Isaiah Bodie, has been with me 5 years. Right here from beautiful New Britain. Can't say enough about Isaiah and his character and his effort. He's fixing to graduate here in December. Number 14, Justin Paradise. Right here from New Britain. He's been a fabulous long snapper. He's actually caught a pass this year. He's been a great special teams player for us. And I can't say enough about him. He'll graduate this spring. Number 20, Brian Fowler. You know, he had a very good first year here. Junior college transfer from Erie College. He's been great, and he's fixing to graduate this December. Then number 40, Dom Giampietro, young man from Meriden, got him through Cheshire Academy. He's just been a star, a five-year guy, going to graduate this winter. Then number 52, Gene Johnson. I don't know if there can be a better captain. I think you can add to that about Gene, what leadership he's shown.
Yeah, well, I think he's he's gone far and beyond the football field. And, you know, we go back to, and we'll mention him in a bit, someone else who would have been a senior this fall, and the leadership that he showed for his friend. And I'll never forget sitting in the room upstairs the day after Rich died and watching Gene talk to Jeff Jacobs and give the interview about losing his best friend. That, to me, was a moment that I'll never forget. And you talk about beyond the football field. Those are the things that build these young men. And, you know, when it's all said and done, they're not playing football for the rest of their lives, but they have to be good men for the rest of their lives. And it's a situation like that that I'll remember and never forget sitting in that room with him that day.
And talking about last Saturday, Gene had 14 tackles last Saturday.
Yeah.
He played a fabulous game. And really the last, for the whole career, Gene has just been awesome. And he's just one of those special guys. Number 58, Dwayne Dawkins from Bridgeport Central. Got him through Lackawanna Community College. Started this year, was a part-time player last year. On our co-championship team, has done a wonderful job. He's fixing to graduate this spring. Garth Harrison, number 64. He's already graduated, working on a second degree from Stamford, Connecticut, West Hill High School. I can't say enough about Garth. I'll never forget, he came and kept knocking on my door 5 years ago to play football, and he didn't get to come out until that winter. And for all you future Blue Devils, he came out and he made it, and he's been a three-year starter. He's just been a tremendous asset to our program. By the way, Gene Johnson has already graduated. He is a college grad also. And then number 72, Casey Ryan. I can tell you this about Casey. He's from New Hampshire, five-year guy, two-year starter. Just a special, special young man. And number 76, Brendan Brackett. Another five-year guy, captain from over there in your neck of the woods. I want to say he was born in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, your home. He ended up graduating high school from Griswold over there in Brooklyn, Connecticut, Griswold High School. What a tremendous player. His family's been, they're just tremendous people. I can't say enough about Brendan. He's going to graduate this December. And then number 95, Jeff Logan from Rochester, New York. He's had his ups and downs. Hasn't started till his senior year. Has done a tremendous job for our program. Jeff has just been fabulous. He's going to graduate this spring. And then Charles Williams from Greenwich, Connecticut, now lives in Waterbury, number 99. In fact, I haven't checked the stats this week because we haven't had power, is the fact that he was leading, going into the game, the tackles for losses and the leading sacker in the league going into last week. Charlie's had just a great career. He's going to graduate this winter. And then we got Rich Royster, who tragically passed away last January 22nd. Tremendous student, fine person, fine family. Jackie's going to be coming up this week. Obviously, we've expressed this. He's been a part of us. He's with us every day. His spirit will live here forever. And just was a fine, fine young man, and we miss him dearly.
And Jackie's Rich's mom, and they'll be honored on Senior Day, just as all the other members of the senior class. Taking a look at that list, there are some linemen on that list.
Yeah, we got some work to do.
There's some spots to fill when you look at next year.
We do. We got some good ones. We feel good about it. And yet there was another member of this class, Nate Pagan, who's going to redshirt. Nate got hurt early in camp. We haven't talked a lot about Nate. I think he was over a 6,000-yard rusher from Newington, Connecticut. We will get Nate back again next year. And we've missed Nate's leadership, and he's fought through his injury, doing well in school, and we're looking forward to getting him back. But here's the thing about our record right now. The thing I do know, and I've watched Coach K at Duke and some people, he knew the recipe. And he had, at times, when he first got there, that's why Tom Butters, he didn't have winning records at first. And Tom Butters, the athletic director, stuck with him and gave him a new contract. And then he won those championships. But a lot of people don't know this. In 1995, he had a spot where he had a losing record and didn't make the NCAA. He had a losing record. It wasn't good. In fact, he had to take a leave of absence in late January because of a back injury. And I remember when Coach K, but he knew the recipe. He got him back. That's what we'll do. These guys will live here for the memory and the traditions of Blue Devil Nation. And please come out Saturday and enjoy a beautiful day, the calm after the storm, and honor these 15 student-athletes.
Hopefully the calm
after
the storm.
Obviously, as I told you, right now, if I say it's going to be calm, it'll rain. If I say it's going to rain, it'll be calm. But they're tremendous young men, and very proud to be Blue Devils, very excited about what we're doing here. Don't like the results at this time, but It only takes one. As I tell them, success is just around the corner. Don't ever let go of the rope.
Right. Central Connecticut and Robert Morris, 12 noon kickoff, actually 12:07 kickoff on Saturday because of NECTV. And again, the senior class will be honored beginning at 11:45 a.m. right on a root field. And we're fortunate to be on a root field because this time yesterday, it didn't look like we were going to be on a root field. So there were contingency plans to go to some other places. But the university did a great job along with CLMP getting the power back on here. If they could get it down the road, about 3 miles down the road in Elmwood and in West Hartford, it'd be nice if we could get some power back there. But we'll take what we can get, and we'll stick around.
No doubt. I would like to give a special shout-out. You mentioned about the Courtyard Marriott in Farmington, right up the road here across the street from Chili's. It is in Farmington. There's a corner there where New Britain, East, West Hartford, Farmington.
And if you go the other way,
right, and Newington.
Newington.
Right. They're all border, so I actually didn't know what city it was in. Because they're right next to each other. Right. Really, if you go across the street, and you're in another city. Mm-hmm. But they were tremendous for our staff, allowing us to have a room out there, meet, have electricity. Their staff has just been awesome. They're a corporate sponsor of ours, and they're very special people.
Could be the future sponsor of Open Mac. We'll have to hit them up after this season and see if they'll jump on board. Coach Mac, we thank you for your time. We wish you good luck on Saturday. 12:07 kickoff. You can hear it on ESPN Radio 1410 and online at ccsubluedevils.com. You can also see it on MSG, Fox College Sports Atlantic, and online at ESPN3.com. Coach, we thank you, and we wish you good luck.
Fire up, baby!